This is Senator Bob Dole. Last week, the Senate voted to spend millions to study an invisible health threat. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Radon gas is an odorless radioactive gas which seeps into millions of American homes. It is a known health threat, and last week the Senate voted to spend $30 million to deal with the problem. Now, Ted, I won't dispute our responsibility to learn more about radon. We should know the effects it has on our health. The $30 million can be used to recommend ways homeowners can stop it from leaking into their homes. What worries me, Ted, is that you're probably anxious to have the government take on the whole problem. Radon is an act of God. We can't stop tornadoes or hurricanes or blizzard. And no matter how much you want to spend, Ted, government can't stop radon either. So don't even start to dream up yet another way to spend billions more in tax dollars.
Bob, that's preposterous. What on earth is government for if it's not supposed to do something about serious health hazards like radon? We're only beginning to understand the problem. The Environmental Protection Agency says that each year, 20,000 people die from lung cancer caused by radon. Every dollar in the measure we just passed is well spent, Bob. It offers grants to states to set up radon programs. It makes the best and most up-to-date scientific information available for detection and prevention, especially in homes and schools where children are most at risk. A recent survey of 140 schools in Pennsylvania found 39 with unacceptable levels of radon contamination in the air. Even the Reagan administration dropped its usual anti-environment stance to support this overdue legislation. The radon issue is not dividing Democrats and Republicans, Bob, but it's certainly dividing the do-somethings from the do-nothings. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the nomination of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.